immune system and even inhibits the AIDS virus and cancerous cells. It's an antibacterial, antifungal, and anti-inflammatory. BioSuperfood is not another supplement. It's a whole food and contains over 5,000 nutrients. Call now and ask about your special discounts on your BioSuperfood purchase at 303-257-7576. That's 303-257-7576 or BioSuperfood at Hotmail.com. Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets have gone into the world. By this you will know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Yeshua, Jesus, has come in the flesh is of God, and every spirit that does not confess that Yeshua, Jesus, has come in the flesh is not of God. And this is the spirit of Antichrist, which you have already heard was coming and is now already in the world. 1 John 4:1.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
Well, good morning. Sam here at the American Freedom Network, and our regularly scheduled guest isn't here, so maybe it'll be just you and me this morning. And if you'd like to give us a call, the number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. Well, the economy is certainly not collapsing at all. The General Motors did shut down their Volt production on their Chevy Volt car, so-called Obama Motors, Obama's green car that was going to save the automotive industry. Only trouble is nobody wants Obama's green car, the Chevy Volt. They can't get them sold, and they're bemoaning the fact that the lots are full of them. The dealers don't want any more Volts, so they've just shut down the Volt manufacturing, which just goes to show you that when the government takes over something and begins to direct the course of industry, it leads to total chaos. And that's the big problem we've got. We've got government interfering with private industry and mandating this and mandating that, and of course, they mandate that we put ethanol into our gasoline, and then they subsidize the gasoline, and they mandate we use green energy, and they subsidize the green energy. And of course, we're using a large 40% of our cropland, 40% of our corn production goes into ethanol, and then they have to subsidize it because, it's, first of all, it is excessively expensive to produce, nowhere near as cheap as oil is, and then, of course, it isn't good for the engine, and it destroys the engine. But doesn't really matter. The whole idea is we've got to convince the American people that we've got to preserve energy, and actually they produce a lot more, use a lot more energy to grow the corn and convert it into ethanol than they would if they just got oil out of the ground. We've got lots of oil. They just blocked the production utilization. They blocked the development of the massive oil fields we have off the North Slope of Alaska. If you've never seen Lindsay Williams' DVD on the energy non-crisis, we have a 4-tape set on the energy non-crisis. Certainly there's plenty of oil up there in the oil sands in Alberta, but they need a pipeline, which, of course, Obama has vetoed. Why? Because they don't want to develop the oil. When you understand that, they want us energy dependent. They want to ship our money overseas. They want to bankrupt this country. We have a massive trade deficit, almost $500 billion a year. Probably the majority of that comes from having to import oil. Well, we have some of the largest deposits of oil and natural gas anywhere in the world here in the United States, and certainly exceed those available in Saudi Arabia, but they just blocked them year after year after year and come up with one reason after another why we couldn't develop our own oil resources and why we had to be dependent on other nations. And it's part of the whole idea of exporting our own wealth here. And, of course, this whole idea of equitable distribution of wealth between nations. Well, so enough of that. If you'd like to know more about oil, I suggest you simply go to your search engine, type in Radio Liberty, oil surplus in America, or oil in America, or energy non-crisis. And we wrote a series of articles on that some years ago, and on the oil scam. And it is a scam, and not one American in a thousand understands that this has all been contrived. And, of course, if you are an ethanol producer, it's great. You get a government subsidy. If you're growing corn, it's great. You get a government subsidy. But where does the money come from? Why we have to put up the money? It's like producing the Volt car. Every Volt car has to have a subsidy of about $10,000, which comes from the American government, so we can have a green car. This is what it's really all about, a battery-driven car, and they're inefficient. They don't sell. They only carry four people because the batteries are up the middle, and they've created a big lemon. But that's what happens when you get government involved, when no concern for the customer, no concern for the cost. It just is what the government official wants. And that's why socialism doesn't work. There is no profit motive to it. Well, let's see. If you're out there in the listening audience, give us a call. We're waiting for Pastor David Whitney. Our telephone number is 877-254-7524. What would you like to talk about? Would you like to talk about the war with Iran? It's obviously coming. Only question is not if, but when. And we are being conditioned to believe it's absolutely necessary. In fact, the latest issue of Foreign Affairs magazine runs a counter to the article "Time to Attack Iran" by Matthew Koenig. That was in the January-February issue of Foreign Affairs this year, where Matthew Koenig just says it's time to attack Iran, not because they are building a bomb, not because they're trying to build a bomb. They haven't even decided to build a bomb, but they might sometime in the future, and we do not want a nuclear-armed Iran, because then we wouldn't be able to dominate that area. They would try to dominate that area of the world. We don't want that. That's why we've got to attack Iran. Well, the article this month is not time to attack Iran. And it goes into a long dissertation on why we shouldn't attack Iran now, why we should apply diplomacy. But then the conclusion is, well, we won't attack certainly Iran now. We'll attack Iran later. We'll be back in just a moment. Give us a call. 877-254-7524.
To some, a truck is just a vehicle, nothing more. Steel, chrome, hydraulics, and combustion. But when you look at these things and find inspiration, when you put them together with passion and integrity, then engineering comes to life. Cold sheet metal develops a soul, and pride, sweat, and commitment turn a truck into something more. A Ram truck. Ram Heavy Duty, Ram 1500, the Outdoorsman, and our most luxurious truck ever, the Laramie Longhorn. They're not just trucks, they're Ram trucks. Guts, glory, Ram.
Ram is a registered trademark of Chrysler Group, LLC.
Beth Messiah's Passover celebration will be celebrated Friday evening, April the 6th at 6 p.m. at the Ramada Plaza, I-25 and 120th Avenue in North Glen, Colorado. Your Passover entree this year is your choice of delicious lamb or turkey. So make your Passover plans and invite your friends and family. There will be tables of 10 available, so just tell Sharon when you make your reservation. Adult tickets are $32, children 10 to 12, $15, and children 6 to 9, $13. Children under 5 are free. Call 1-800-205-6245 to make your Passover reservations now, or mail your check made payable to Beth Messiah Congregation to P.O. Box 1750, Johnstown, Colorado, 80534. Market attention, Sharon. Remember, the deadline is March the 23rd, so make your reservations early and we'll see you at Passover 2012.
Network. Our guest isn't here this morning. It's me, Pastor David Whitney. So if you'd like to call us, 877-254-7524. And who do we have on the line?
Hi, this is Rebecca from Colorado.
Well, hi, Rebecca. How are you?
I'm well. How are you, Dr. Stan?
I'm doing just fine. What would you like to talk about?
Well, I did a little bit of calculations. I'm not a math whiz or anything, but I was thinking about the Agenda 21 and the supposed overcrowding of planet Earth. And I figured, I kind of rounded up that if you calculate how many acres there are in a mile, and I used the state of Utah, I came up with, and I rounded also up, like, say, 9 billion. I think I used 9 billion people in on the whole planet. I
There's
came
only,
up with,
really
like...
only 7 billion now, and probably we'll never get to 9 billion, but go right ahead.
But, okay, so I'm not too sure of my figures. I may have used 8 billion, but anyway, I came up with, like, over 30 acres per person, every man, woman, and child, like, just for the state of Utah. Like, if you figure in the miles and then how many acres are in the state of Utah, that gives over 30 acres per person. I mean, my family could live on, you know, 1 or 2 acres, even less, even half an acre, you know, if we had some chickens and a little garden. And so it's just so absurd that the overcrowding, I mean, I hear that so much, that the Earth is overpopulated and we're not going to make it and we have to, the Earth can't sustain us. And it's just so false.
Well, of course it's false, but you see, they want to kill off or justify killing off the majority of the people in the world. And this is why they're doing what they're doing today. They know what they're doing. I said, most people look at abortion and euthanasia as population control. But they're creating new diseases, and AIDS is an entirely new disease. It didn't exist before 1980. And we know that the government in 1969 was planning and appropriated $10 billion to create a new disease that would destroy the immune system. They created Lyme disease and chronic fatigue and the Gulf War illness and a whole myriad of diseases that are attacking our population today. Certainly they're poisoning our air with the chemtrails. They're poisoning the air with all the electronic contamination. They're poisoning our water because the aluminum they're spraying into the air gets into the water supply, and they're adding a fluoride, a hydrofluorosilicic acid that has lead, arsenic, and cadmium and polonium-220, as well as certainly toxic fluoride. They're adding it to our drinking water. They're poisoning our food with aspartame and bisphenols, and certainly with chemicals of all sorts, and certainly they're contaminating the milk supply with by using cows treated with recombinant bovine growth hormone, and they're giving us high fructose corn syrup, and they're giving us a lot of products that contain glutamate, and this is a toxic substance that decreases fertility. Now, certainly they're adding nanoparticles, the GMO foods that destroy fertility. They've already killed at least 2 billion people. They kill millions every day. They've suppressed treatments for cancer. They know treatments for cancer, and they actually have them suppressed. Anybody who hasn't seen that DVD, Cancer Forbidden Cures, we can go right down the line how they've done away with the good insecticides and added bad insecticides, and how they're poisoning so many things today. And the average individual just can't believe that this could really be part of a population control agenda. They're creating wars, but you can't kill enough people through wars. They're going to have great famines, they're going to have great epidemics, and they're geoengineering all of this. And you're absolutely right, it is ridiculous. And yet the average individual cannot honestly believe they would be suppressing treatments for cancer.
Well, you know, and maybe there's some of your listeners who are good at math, but it's just like a disinformation campaign about we're so crowded. And really, if there's over 30 acres per person, man, woman, and baby, you know, if we were spread out 30 acres just in the state of Utah, I mean, maybe people would think, well, what are they trying to pull here? Why is there such a big campaign to get this belief out? Because it's just so untrue. And I'm not very good at math, so you might have some people that could have some better numbers than I, but if you think about it, there's plenty of room for everyone in God's world.
Absolutely. There is no problem at all. But how can they justify this mass genocide, you know, if they do not convince us that the world is overpopulated? All you need to do is fly across America and look out the window and see these vast expanses with absolutely nothing in it. And we have plenty of food for, you know, to feed the populations. They're doing everything they can to modify the weather so there'll be food shortages. They're doing everything they can to poison the water supply. They're destroying a certainly large part of our food crop, of our corn crop, by actually converting it into ethanol utilize oil. They're doing so many things to actually bring illness to our people. And until people understand that the people behind this, and I'm talking about people like Bill Gates, I'm talking about people like the Rockefellers, I'm talking about people like Oprah Winfrey and the people from Monsanto and Ted Turner. Ted Turner, I've been told, is even recently advocated killing 95% of the world's population. Dr. Eric Pianka, who's a professor now at the University of Texas, and you can look this up on the internet, Eric Pianka, P-I-A-N-K-A, he's actually talked in his classes of the necessity of killing off 90% of the population. So did certainly Dr. Sam Keen before he died. And I'm sure he did not go to heaven, that's for sure. How about Sam Keen? Dr. Sam Keen advocated eliminating over 90% of the world population. That's the message on the Georgia Guidestones, which, I mean, I had a hard time believing this myself until I went there, saw the Georgia Guidestones, understand it was put up by a secret society. It lays out their plan. And point number one is maintain humanity at 500 million in constant balance with nature. So, yes, you're absolutely right. There is a genocidal agenda. And that's one reason for the coming war with Iran, which I fear is going to end up being a nuclear war. There's no logical reason for us to go to war with Iran. I'm firmly convinced the mullahs over there who are ranting and raving and doing everything they can to antagonize the West and justify an attack around the CIA payroll or somehow associated with the Brotherhood of Darkness. After all, we installed the Ayatollah Khomeini back in 1979. I mean, why would anybody think that we're not in charge of the Ayatollah Khomeini, who's in charge over there now? And certainly Ahmadinejad looks like a character, from a B-class movie. I mean, everything he says is aimed at justifying a war with America.
I had another comment also. I don't know if you've heard about Magellan's disease.
Yes, Morgellon.
Pardon?
It's M-O-R, Morgellon.
Yeah, Morgellon, thank you. I was looking that up, and it has a lot of just very frightening nanotechnology. I think they blended some biology and mechanics. I guess they put that in the chemtrails. It's very frightening, and perhaps your listeners could look that up as well, because it gives an idea of what kind of people we're dealing with, that they would create such a monstrous disease to infect the people. It's almost beyond comprehension.
We're dealing with wicked and evil people, and until people understand that, it's hard to believe that anybody would want to kill off the vast majority of people in the world, or that they would be giving our little children and mandating vaccines that they know will destroy the children, destroy their fertility, lower their intelligence, increase the incidence of birth defects, that they would actually, be poisoning the children with mercury and aluminum and MSG and aspartame. Has anybody ever looked up and seen what's in these vaccines?
Mm-hmm.
That would really, in many instances, do far more harm than they do good. And if you haven't seen my talk on the on vaccines, it's really pretty good. But we have a lot of material on our website and newsletters on vaccines, and we have Dr. David Ayoub's DVDs. I think his talk on mercury autism and the global vaccine agenda is one of the best talks I've ever heard. It's available on DVD. Mercury Autism and the Global Vaccine Agenda by Dr. David Ayoub, and then his follow-up talk on aluminum and vaccines is so vitally important. I mean, they're putting this deadly poison into vaccines, and nobody was, most doctors have no idea what's going on.
Well, I think if your listeners look up Morgellons, is that right? Am I saying it correctly?
Yes, Morgellons disease.
Yeah. If they look up Morgellons, they will really get a good idea of what they're dealing with, because it's just evil. And I'm going to let you go, but thank you so much for your program, Dr. Stan.
Well, God bless you, and thank you so much for calling in. We always need callers when we when our guest doesn't show up. Anyway, our telephone number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. If you're out there in the audience, we'd love to hear from you. And who do we have on the line?
And this is Sharon from Colorado.
Hey, good to have you with us. Do you have a question or comment?
I just wanted to let the listeners know that I was listening about the energy with the new electric cars. I also want to let people know that these electric cars give off dangerous levels of radiation in their batteries. And you can look this up on the Internet, and these can make you have headaches and what they are, headaches, or they can make you drowsy inside, besides the fact that they're inefficient. But so much of our cancer rates have skyrocketed, and a lot of people, I don't think, are aware of maybe their electrosensitivity symptoms. I mean, these can cause so many things, including depression among kids. And
hold that thought. Hold that thought. We'll be right back. Number is 877-254-75. 877-254-75.
He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 10 through 13.
The United States Constitution is a joke to politicians in Washington, D.C. Visit America527.org to help defend America from her enemies, foreign and domestic. We believe in the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and the Declaration of Independence. We believe in liberty. We believe that only patriots can keep liberty alive. Work with America527.org to save liberty in America. Visit America527.org today.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
To some, a truck is just a vehicle, nothing more. Steel, chrome, hydraulics, and combustion. But when you look at these things and find inspiration, when you put them together with passion and integrity, then engineering comes to life. Cold sheet metal develops a soul, and pride, sweat, and commitment turn a truck into something more. A Ram truck. Ram heavy duty. Ram 1500. The outdoorsman. And our most luxurious truck ever. The Laramie Longhorn. They're not just trucks. They're Ram trucks. Guts. Glory. Ram.
Ram is a registered trademark of Chrysler Group, LLC.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
Network, and our guest this morning, well, isn't here, so who do we have on the line?
It's still Sharon.
Go right ahead, Sharon.
Well, I just wanted everybody to start doing their homework or research. if you read all of your cell phone manuals now, they tell you not to put them to your heads or bodies. And if you watch cell phone commercials, they have to be the T-Mobile, Verizon, Sprint, any of these, they have to be those commercials, but they no longer show them to their heads or bodies. And all of this stuff, Wi-Fi, cell phones, cell towers, the new smart or AMI metering that is going on the sides of all of our homes emit radiation, and this is now a class 2B carcinogen through the World Health Organization. And it's the same as DDT and lead. And if kids, if people are wondering if their kids are fatigued or, have depression, have headaches, have sinus problems, allergies, that type of thing, they should maybe start looking into this as well, because I've actually heard from some experts with the deployment of these meters and with 4G in our atmosphere, we're pretty much at an end game with all of this radiation that's in our lives. And I just fear that we're going to have cancer rates that are just going to go off the charts.
Well, but that's what they want. They really want to kill the people off with cancer. We have a war on cancer. So if we have a war on cancer, we're doing everything we can to find the cure for cancer. Why are cancer rates growing up? More people dying of cancer all the time? Why are they, putting out these new drugs, that'll keep you alive for a month or 2 months or 3 months at the cost of $80,000, something like that, and just prolong the suffering? Why is it that effective cancer treatments have been suppressed through the years? And certainly, if you haven't seen that wonderful DVD, We Carry Cancer, Forbidden Cures, are well worthwhile. The four-tape set we have on the New Order of the Barbarians, going into the background of a talk given by Dr. Richard Day, the former director of Planned Parenthood, talking about how they had treatments for cancer in 1969, and they were suppressing them then, and they're suppressing it now. And that's the tragedy. And I'm sure you're absolutely right about all this electromagnetic bombarding. We know that the cell phones are toxic. In fact, before they were ever popularized by the University of Washington, and you can look this up on the Internet, I have, University of Washington did research that showed that cell phones, the radiation from cell phones were carcinogenic and produced brain cancers, and they were frankly threatened and told that they would lose all of their government grants if they ever published this, and they had the courage to publish it. They're suppressing this information, yes. They are poisoning the American people today. We're under attack.
Well, I wanted to tell you, Deborah Davis, you can look this up from the Environmental Health Trust, and Dr. Ronald Huberman both worked at the University of Pittsburgh, and they were coming out, I believe, in 2009 to tell people that cell phones were causing cancer, and the university let them go because they were in fear of losing $15 million in telecom funding.
Sure.
And then Ole Johansson of the Karolinska Institute out of Sweden, the neuro-oncology department, was on the WHO panel, and once they released the fact that this is a class 2B carcinogen, which I also heard was very close to being a class 2A carcinogen, was also demoted after this was released.
Don't you dare tell the truth, about what's really going on. If you're in academia, that'll be the end of you.
Right, and this is what I'm finding out. And yet I go around town all the time, and I see these parents that are buying these cell phones for these young kids, and they're on their bodies. I mean, these are causing not only brain cancers, they're causing breast cancers and liver and kidney cancers if you put them on your belts, and testicular cancers. And so much of this is just the public becoming aware of what this stuff can do and fighting back and just not allowing it to be in their lives.
Well, we're going to have to do it. We can't escape from it because they've got these, suddenly they've got the towers every place, and they've got the internet, and they've got the, you know, all the broadband, and certainly, but we can certainly cut it down and cut it back tremendously. And I don't use a cell phone.
I don't own a cell phone, and I haven't for the last 3 to 4 years. I do not allow Wi-Fi in my home. I really am careful. I look around to see where all the cell towers are, and the problem is because we've got such a proliferation of people using these devices is why we have so many towers. And also, you ought to look up all the different types of towers there are, because so many of them are disguised under just simple names like a Sprint tower. There's all different types of towers which are a lot more harmful. There's such thing as what's called a Tetra tower, and the FCC actually approved these. I believe it was either last year or the year before, and these are actually known as death towers if you are anywhere near them. And I just want people to start doing their research and just being aware of their surroundings.
I think you're absolutely right. And the thing is that you're not going to hear about this on television, or if you do, people are going to be attacked as being conspiracy nuts. Why, obviously, there's nothing to worry about. Why, if these things weren't good, the government would allow it. And because the response is the government would allow it because their program, major motivation is population control. As I pointed out, we have a war on cancer. We got more cancer. We got a war on poverty. We got more poverty. We got a war on drugs. We got more in the way of people using drugs. We got a war on terror. We got more terrorism than we ever had before. What's wrong with this picture? And I agree with you totally. Anything else you'd like to say?
That should do it. Thank you.
God bless. Well, we have another caller. Our number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. Basically, when we say our government, this is not our government. Our government has been taken over by evil and wicked people, who are the major sources of the use of illicit drugs anywhere in the world. They're involved in criminal activity. They should be arrested. They should be tried. And a lot of them ought to be executed because they're involved in genocidal programs that have resulted in the deaths of hundreds of millions, if not billions, of people. And they plan to kill billions more in the coming wars and famines and revolutions that lie ahead. Our telephone number is 877-254-7524. Give us a call right here.
Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
If drinking the purest natural artesian water is important to you, then thirst no longer. Fountain of Health, the nation's best natural pure water source located south of Brighton, is tested monthly and free from any surface water contamination. Fountain of Health provides refreshing natural artesian water from the lower Arapaho Aquifer. Bring your sterilized container or buy them at Fountain of Health, 13185 Brighton Road. That's 13185 Brighton Road, open 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Check them out at www.fountainofhealth.cc.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets have gone into the world. By this you will know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Yeshua, Jesus, has come in the flesh is of God, and every spirit that does not confess that Yeshua, Jesus, has come in the flesh is not of God. And this is the spirit of Antichrist, which you have already heard was coming and is now already in the world. 1 John 4:1.
Well, I stand back here. Our regular decision test show up, so it's you and me. 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. If you're out there, you'd like to talk about something, give us a call. Is anybody on the line? Guess not. Well, I think that they are going to put off the war with Iran probably until later this year. Basically the reason I think that they will, if we are in a war as we're going on into the election, my chances are Obama will be reelected. Now that is really going to matter. Certainly Romney's in favor of the war. Santorum's in favor of the war. Newt Gingrich is in favor of the war. Ron Paul is the only person who opposes the war. I had a lunch the other day with one of my friends who insisted Ron Paul favored the war, but I went up on YouTube and simply just typed in Ron Paul supports war with Iran, and Chris, it was fascinating. There's a YouTube of his debate with Michelle Bachmann, when she, of course, and I know Michelle. I think she's a nice lady, but she's been getting a lot of bad information, and she is convinced that Iran is on the verge of getting the bomb and going to use that to attack us with. And absolutely, I thought Ron Paul countered what she said very well. He does not want to have a war with Iran. He says, Sydney, that most of what we're getting about the danger of Iran is all contrived, but it doesn't matter whether there's a danger or problem. They want a war at this time in history, and I hope I'm wrong, but I fear that they want a nuclear war. Who do we have on the line?
Dr. Stan.
Yes.
This is Bill in Colorado.
Hi, good to have you with us. You have a question or comment?
I'm just calling to tell you that this presentation today is being interrupted by static so bad that we can't understand you. Here is what it's like.
I'm terribly sorry. I have no control over that, but please call
that happens
on this station, let them know.
That happens so often when you get into touchy subjects. They introduce statics where we can't even hear the conversation. So thank you. I can't
control it, but I appreciate so much your letting me know, and I'm terribly sorry that they do that sort of thing. But I'm sure some of the things we're saying, there are people who really don't want this information out.
It happens often throughout the day, many days of the month. I'll talk to you later. Thank you.
God bless. Okay, and Christy. And who else do we have calling in?
Hello, this is a Colorado citizen.
Yes, good to have you with us. Do you have a question or comment?
Yes, Dr. Stan, you've talked about the powerful pyramid that controls the world, and
yes.
I wonder if you could talk more in detail about the actual hierarchy, you know, with the governments on the bottom, and then you have three or four levels of banking, and you have the corporations, you have the secret societies, you have the CFR, and the Trilateral Commission, and you know, the secret societies. You have the Rosicrucians and the Freemasons, and then at the top of the pyramid, apparently, you have the trillionaires around the world. So could you speak more precisely about the exact hierarchy?
Have you read my book, Brother of Darkness, or seen my presentation, which is available free on my website?
I'll take my answer off the air.
Have you read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness? Have you read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness? Well, basically, to understand what's really going on in the world, you need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. If you can't afford it, why, you can go up on the internet and go to RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Scroll down to the first video there, under videos, and that's my talk, and you can watch it for 2 hours, and we lay out how this all fits together. Yes, there are a myriad of secret societies. Yes, certainly there are five major financial groups today. Now, basically, that is simply one aspect of it, but it's the Club of Rome, the Royal Institute for International Affairs, the Bilderbergers, which is both European and American, the Trilateral, which is European, American, and Asian, the Trilateral, meaning all three parts of the world, and then the Council on Foreign Relations. The CFR, for many years, was the lead organization, but when it was outed back in about 1972 by Gary Allen and the other writers at that time, then they formed the Trilateral Commission, which seems to be really the coordinating organization for what's going on today, because certainly we know that the newly appointed premier of Greece, Mr. Papademos, came from the Trilateral Commission. There's only 150 of them in Europe. The newly appointed premier of Italy, Mario Monti, came from the membership roles of the Trilateral Commission, and certainly the Trilateral Commission has their people in key positions in America today. One of the major advocates of the war with Iran is a man named Dennis Ross. Name doesn't mean much to the average individual, but he's a member of the Trilateral Commission, and certainly you just go down the list of the membership, and at least 12 of them were on the initial cabinet or in key positions in the Obama administration. And if you want the exact names of the documentation, go to your search engine and type in Radio Liberty, Trilateral Commission, Obama, something like that, and you'll pull up my article where we simply name them. And they Obama certainly is controlled by the Trilateralists, just as George W. Bush was, and Bill Clinton, and the first Bush administration, and even Ronald Reagan, who, according to David Rockefeller in his book Memoirs, invited the members of the Trilateral Commission to the White House for dinner after condemning Jimmy Carter for having some members, many members of the Trilateral Commission, in key positions in the administration. But behind that, the dark and sinister satanic forces. Really, satanic forces in the world today. Back.
Have you been dreaming of new kitchen cabinets? Maybe you want to reface or repair your current ones but think it's too expensive. Are you on a budget but know you need to maximize and organize the storage space in your home, basement, or workplace? What about you gun enthusiasts who would like a customized display cabinet, or those emergency preppers who want a hidden storage unit designed for that unique space? Whether you want quality custom design cabinets, specialty woodwork, or budget repairs, Custom Cabinet Shop can help you with whatever you need. High-end or low-end, remodel, reface, or replace. This family-owned and operated business since 1980 will help you design just about any project. Call 303-340-1390. That's 303-340-1390. Find us on Facebook for your free quote and single on-site visit. Service area is limited.
G a good old boy.
Hi, I'm Eric Cederstrom. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group. And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country, most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cederstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Making your way, the only way they know how.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and this is the time when I need to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported, and if you're in a position to help us, we'd love to hear from you. We are having a few financial problems recently, and my wife came to me and just told me what she was going to have to borrow to pay the bills this month, so if you're in a position to help, why we'd appreciate hearing from you, and if not, why we ask you to pray for Radio Liberty for our provision protection, because I've been amazed through the years how the Lord has helped us and kept us going. As you know, we have almost 70 outlets every week, and we do have an impact on the thought process of people who hear our programs and begin to understand what is really going on in the world today. So if you're in a position to help, give us a call, 1-800-544-8927. Cindy, we've got some excellent material on cancer, the DVD, Cancer, Forbidden Cures. We have a four-tape set on Why Do We Still Have Cancer, four-tape set on Cindy, going into the background of Laetrile and cancer treatments. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927. And certainly the four tape sets on cancer, on Laetrile, on alternative treatments for cancer are excellent. We carry Dr. Blaylock's excellent book, Natural Strategies for Cancer Patients. If you doubt that there is a planned program to suppress treatment for cancer, not only the DVD, Cancer Forbidden Cures, but the four CD set or four tape set on the New Orders of the Barbarians, and you can either get the tape set or the text typed out, or get them both together. It's well worthwhile getting them. Listening, reading. This is the most incredible tape set. It's a series of interviews with Dr. Lawrence Dunnigan and Sydney. I interviewed him. And most of the interviews were done by Randy Engel. And actually, I didn't know until more recently that he was a good friend of Dr. Dennis Cuddy. But of course, Dr. Dunnigan, a pediatrician up in Pittsburgh, had actually heard this talk by Dr. Day back in 69. Dr. Day had been the medical director for Planned Parenthood, and Dr. Day laid it all out. He said, you know, there is a group that runs the world. They're called the Order. I would not have been able to tell you this before, but it doesn't matter now. It's too late. There's nothing can be done to stop it. We feel that too many people in the world, they might as well die of something. They can die of cancer. We have treatments for cancer. We're keeping them locked up. We're going to create new diseases to kill off large numbers of people. I mean, this whole thing is so incredible. We're going to actually have them make better cars in Japan so that people will buy Japanese cars rather than American cars. We want to shift production outside the United States. And this down to a myriad of things that they've done in the way of destroying the moral fabric of this society. The New Order of the Barbarians, one of the most amazing tape deaths available. Line number 1-800-544-8927, our webpage, RadioLiberty.com. Why, just 5 hours a day on the internet, till tomorrow at the same time. May the Lord be with you.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.
Looking for the perfect answer to your nutrition and health needs? Look no further. BioSuperfood, developed to heal the peoples, animals, and land after the Chernobyl disaster, has the most complete, powerful nutritional analysis for health and wellness. Easy to digest, BioSuperfood contains complete proteins, amino acids, and vitamins A, B complex, B12, C, E, D, and K. It contains minerals and trace elements like calcium, phosphorus, magnesium, potassium, iodine, manganese, zinc, selenium, silicon, and it provides essential fatty acids, omega-3, 6, and 9. It's high in gamma linoleic acid and has thousands of active enzymes and phytonutrients like chlorophyll, spirulina, and carotenes, beta carotene, alpha carotene, astaxanthin, lutein, lycopene, quercetin, and much more.